From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how responsible is the military for the safety of American non-combatants in Iraq? But first, just after 8 p.m. local time, a large explosion was heard in central Baghdad today. The explosion destroyed the Mount Lebanon Hotel and other structures. Rescue workers were seen pulling bodies from the wreckage. The blast occurred just behind Firdaus Square, where a bronze statue of Saddam Hussein was pulled down by Iraqi citizens with the help of U.S. Marines. Here with us from Baghdad is John Danishevsky of the Los Angeles Times. John, did you hear the blast?
Yes, I did. I was in another part of town about 2 miles away, but it shook the building, rattled out the windows, and it was just a very, very loud concussive blast.
Can you describe the scene?
Well, out here now. I'm standing next to a workshop that's on fire. Smoke is filling the air. There are hundreds of people here. Fire trucks are trying to pull out a blaze in the opposite where the bomb or rocket struck. And the U.S. soldiers are here attempting to control the crowd. Many of the people are agitated and cursing and blaming Saddam, blaming the United States. It's just a scene of chaos. It looks like a something that would have been designed by Hollywood with the flames and the smoke and the broken buildings.
Do you know who was in the hotel?
No, we don't know who was in it. The it's not one of the big Baghdad hotels. It's more of a middle class three-star hotel, a kind of place that would be holding any foreigners or anything like that. It's in a sort of a just east of central Baghdad and on a kind of a back street.
You say it wouldn't be holding foreigners?
No, it's not the kind of place that would be targeted. Another interesting thing about it is there's a huge crater in the center of the street. That witnesses here say they think there was actually a rocket that came down. I don't know if that's credible or not, but there is a deep crater in the center of the street, and cars drove off in different directions.
So we don't know what sort of bomb it was or how this attack was mounted yet.
No. People here are saying that it was a rocket. But if that is true, that would be a new tactic on the part of the guerrillas. But to speculate if it was a rocket, it may explain why it hit here if it just wasn't very accurate.
Los Angeles Times, John Danishevsky in Baghdad. Thank you very much.
Thank you.